Okay, I apologize. We left off last night. I was just had the wrong Shita Mugavetzis and the wrong box in my head. Now I will put everything in the right box with apologies. I wanted to point out about this Shita Mugavetzis that I was looking at is we discussed how Yesh Nosar Shemalim Bo. If you remember, we had the two ways of reading.
Either lun lefnezrika malin and akare zrika lo malin.
That was the way Rashi read it. And the way the Rashash and Karen Ohr read it was lun lefnezrika malin and right? And when we said the second part of the Gemara, that was Rashi, that was really where Rashi was coming from, the second half of the Gemara, because in the second Brisa of the Gemara of Shimon, when he discussed Pigol, right, said there, obviously, you have to say Pigol, right? What do you mean? There's no Pigol before Zrika and Pigol after Zrika. Pigol can't happen after Zrika. So it obviously means Pigol, Lifnei Zrika, Moalin and Pigol, right? La'achar Zrika, Ein Moalin. And this seems to be the only way of reading the Gemara. And it turns out then that Pigol La'achar Zrika Ein Moalin. Why? It's not kosher. The answer is because this is the lo k'Rav Gidol, right? This is the Tosa Rav Gidol, as Rashi says. Right? Unlike Rav Gidol, this is Rikas Pegel, because it's time Ritzoy Lepigulo, really is Motzi Minei Me'ilah. So he said there's only one way of reading this particular Brisa. Now, Tosfos asks the question here. He says, hold on a second. How does Rav Gidol defend himself against this Brisa? And he makes it more complicated. He says, well, in the end, the man of Rehetra Zerika reinterprets the Brisa. But Rav Gidol can't be the man of Amar Rehetra Zerika, because in the Mishnah, Rav Gidol has to interpret it like man of Rehetra Chila. So what does Tosu say? Tosu says, what does Rav Gidol do? So the answer is that what would Rav Gidol do? Right? That's Tosu de Ramaskal. Tosus de Ramaskal Toshma in the second half of that Tosos says Tikshay the Rav Gidol, Darmer Zrika Spigol Mafni Mil, the Yisrael, the Rav Gidol Mashani, look at the Masik, the Hacha, Lifnei Zrika, Hainu Kodem, Shiyira Lizrika, Lacher Zrika, Lacher Shiyira Lizrika. What Rav Gidol say? Rav Gidol would have to say that, Rav Gidol would say, according to Tosfos, that what it means is like, Manda Omer, Heter Zrika Shaninu. And in fact, what it means is Pigol Lifnei Shos Lemizrike, right? Lifnei Shanira Lizrika. Lizrika Moalin. If there was a Pigol before there was even a possibility of Zrika, basically before Kabbalah, right? Or before Kabbalah. When there was time to Zrika Molin and Pigol Achar Shenira Lizrika A Molin, and then that's not against Rav Gidol, because the Sefer doesn't say that after Zrika, the Sefer just means if the Pigol happened after it was already Roy Lizrika, then Heter Zrika Shaninu, and it left Me'ila before there was any Pigol, there's no problem. Tell us then the question, but how come Rav Gidol stuck him under Heter Zrika? In the Mishnah, he has to interpret like Mother Heter Achila. He says, no problem. Rav Gidol would say, the Mishnah holds Heter Achila, and Rav Shimon and the Brisa holds Heter Zrika. That's all what Tosa says. The Shita Mekubetzes, without totally explaining himself, doesn't like the way Tosa's constructed this. He doesn't like something about Tosa's answer. And so he takes A in Chav Beis, a different, and he's still bothered by what would Rav Gidol say, and he doesn't like Tosa's answer. So he says, the neural leader of Gidol, second half of Beis, Yifari Shabraisa, commander of Heterachila. Rav Gidol's all over like Heterachila. The Lona Farsh Lifnei Zrika Lachas Rika Amol and Bokoi, Return of Lord Pigol Pairs for Akram and Avodas Lifnei Zrika Amol and Bola Akram and Molambo, Lona Farsh Ka. Elona Farsh Da Pigol Koi. he says, basically, he takes what the sheep Lugabet Sitaf Sitfatin, sorry, Chaf Beis does, is he takes this Rishash.
We have Rashi, we have Rishash.
He takes the Rishash and applies the Pigel part also. He says, what does it mean? Pigel lifnei Zrika Moalim. If you do Pigel before Zrika Moalim, and then it's Manda Omar Heter Achila, right? Anytime you mess up until there's a Heter Achila, you're Moalim. And what does the Seifa say? Pigel Achar Zrika Ein Moalim. And what's the Seifa telling us? What do you mean Pigel Achar Zrika? There is no Pigel after Zrika. Pigel can only be done in one of the four Avodas Adam. In Shchita, Kabbalah, Halach, and Zrika. There is no such thing as Pigel after Zrika. Says that's exactly what the Seifa means. Shem Pigel Achar Zrika Mamish Ein Moalim Vodah Ein Pigel Al Ba'arba Avodos. All the Seifa is not teaching you something about Pigelah. It's just reminding us of the rule that there's no such thing as Pigel after Zrika. So it's not really, according to the Shikun Gubetzes, you're right, it's not telling us some new Chiddush, there's a kind of Pigel. It doesn't really mean there's a kind of Pigel which is still multi-named Ewa. No, according to Gidl, no Pigel is multi-named Ewa. It just means that if you hold Heter Achila Sheninu, then you need through the Zrika. If you hold like Rav Gidl, Zrika, Pigel, not Motsim Neme Ila. It's just teaching us there's a kind of apparent Pigel that's Motsim Neme Ila. Because if you think Pigel after Zrika, let's say when I'm throwing the Shirayim on the Yisod, or when I'm being Makter the Emurim, or at some stage after Zrika, then it's irrelevant because it's just too late to have the whole process of Pigel. And that's what the end of the Raisa means. So I just wanted to point out that the Shitu Gobetzes also interprets the end of the Gemara, unlike Rashi, he's a Shitas Yachid there. Most of the Achronim only disagree with Rashi about the Lun, because they have no problem with the Pigel here. But in order to answer Tosfos' question in a different way, he interprets this also by putting the comma over here. Okay, the other...
It would be better to say that the Pigel Achronim is Pigel rather than Pigel.
Correct, that's why it's a little dumb, because like, whoever heard of Pigel Achronim retail, like, it's just, it's garnished. The other, that's true, the other or I wanted to make was from an earlier Shittim Kibetzes, which is just tying up these two sugyas. The previous sugya we learned was Rav Gittel, right? Is Zrika's Pigel of Motz Midemil or not? This sugya was about Heter Zrika and Heter Achila. So the interesting question just is, what if you hold like Manda Omer Heter Zrika or Heter Shchita Shaninu? So, if you hold Heter Zrika Shaninu, which means that the Kabbalah is what's Motz Midemil, or Heter Shchita Shaninu, which means that the Shchita is Motzi Midei Me'ilah. What about Kabbalah's Me'ilah, Kabbalah's Pigel and Shchita's Pigel? So what would you say about Kabbalah's Pigel and Shchita's Pigel? One thing is very clear. If you hold Heter Zrika and you do the Shchita and Kabbalah properly and you only do Pigel afterwards, then it's already Yotzi Midei Me'ilah. If you hold Heter Shchita and you check properly and do Pigel later, it's Yotzi Midei Me'ilah. But what if you hold the Heter Achila, which means that Zrika is Motzi Midei Me'ilah, then clearly Zrika's Pigel, there's a machlokas. Rav Gidl says, Eino Motzi Midei Me'ilah, and the Cholkim on Rav Gidl say it's Motzi Midei Me'ilah. Would they also argue about Kabbalah's Pigel from Adnur Heter Zrika Shaninu and Shchita's Pigel? Leman the Amar Heter Shchita Shaninu, or not? What would be the din here? So, this seems to be a machlokas Rishonim. If you look at if you start with our daf Rashi and daf Vavam and Aleph. Sorry. Dibur Hamaschil Lo De Lo Zarak, which is the sixth wide line. On Vav and Aleph says, Elishin is Kabbal Bekli. This is Manu Heter Zrika Sheninu. There was Kabbalah. Delor meaning Kazarik Dummy. But we still don't say the Heter Zrika is good enough Kazarik Dummy. But Kasher meaning Kazarik Dummy, the Heter Zrika Sheninu. What does it say? In Pigel, we don't say that Kolim lives with Kazarik Dummy. In Kasher, we do. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, everyone agrees that it's Eino Motzi Midei Me'ilah. Everyone agrees, even the Chulkin on Lurf Pig, even the Manda Omar Heter, even Manda Omar, even Manda Omar, because this Bryce is authored by the Chulkin of Gidol, everyone agrees that Heter's Rika Sheninu doesn't apply to Pigel. Rashi says the same thing on Daf Hayom Beis, Dibur Masko Ha Pigel, which is like, 5-6 the way down. Shechisha b'shchito li olam olam bo v'kotche kotche mayri m'shem hafim olam da'av gam niskav lo dam karoi lo omrin kol omi lizu kizark domi shum de kabbalah v'pigo lo chashi v'kabbalah v'lo havi kizrika la fuke v'dei me'ila. Right? It says not like zrika's pigo is motzi v'dei me'ila according to the Chol Gemara of Gidol. But the kabbalah is not powerful enough. So Rashi says that no, kabbalah's pigo, everyone agrees, is not powerful enough to be motzi v'dei me'ila. And that's the assumption of Tosos, if you look with me for a moment. On Dalet Amud Beis, the Rasha Lo Dlo Zarak. And here he's discussing the Chulkin of Gidol. If you would look where he is in the Shakam Atari, it's the Chulkin of Gidol. It says, V'im Tomer Im Kain Ma'ir Yepigol. Why does it say that Pigol has Me'ila? Before Zrika, everything has Me'ila. Afilu Lo Pigol Nami. V'yesh Lomar, Tapatos from Rasha Lo, on Dalet Amud Beis, the Davka Pigol, the Lo Pigol Ein Molin, Kaven Te'ika Heter Zrika, O Heter Shchita. If there's a heter zrik or heter shchita, a kosher would be yotzi m'dei me'ila. V'lo mean heter chilotzi m'dei me'ila. What's he saying? A kosher karbon, there's a man number heter shchita, man number heter zrika. So it's yotzi m'dei me'ila. But pigel still has me'ila. So that's the thing. Even the chulkin of Gidol, right, Tosos says, right, Tosos also agrees, that everyone agrees, even the chulkin of Gidol agree, that zrika's pigel might be yotzi m'dei me'ila, but Kabbalah's pigel is not going to help. And Shchita's Pigel is not going to help. And that's how they would interpret. What does the Bryce say? Pigel, you're always mo'ilin it. Rav Gidol says it means after Zrika. Normal carbon has no me'ila, but Pigel still has me'ila. Oh, what about the Chulkin of Rav Gidol? After Zrika, everything has no me'ila. That means for Heter Shchita and Heter Zrika. Normal carbon is Heter Shchita Sheninu, Heter Zrika Sheninu gets rid of me'ila. But for Pigel's Heter Zrika might work, but Shchita and Kabbalah don't. The Shchita Mekubetzes here in Sivkatan Yud Ches argues Shchita Deloba Ina Me'ila. Gilayon, he quotes a Gilayon, something written in the margins of Tosfos. Hach shinoi lo mihirili. I don't like this answer. Dekachli heter shchit of heter zrika l'man de'islei k'mo zrika l'man de'islei heter achila. Heter shchit and heter zrika are just as good as heter achila. Whatever you hold, if you hold that zrika's pigles is motzidei me'ila, then mandar heter zrika should say kabbalah's pigles is motzidei me'ila. Mandar heter shchit should say shchita's pigles is motzidei me'ila. They should be exactly equivalent. Iyamar davka pigle mo'olim bo. Only Rav Gidol would say Kabbalah's Pigel and Shchita's Pigel is not good enough. The Chulkin Rav Gidol would say it is good enough. So, here you have Rashi and Tosfos. But on the other hand, you have the Shchita Mekubetzes. Shchita Mekubetzes, Dalet Amud Beis, Sifkatan Yud Ches, says no. The Chulkin on Rav Gidol say Shchita's Pigel or Kabbalah's Pigel is also Motzi Midei Me'ila. What's his language? It's Kahi. Shchita from Adar Heter Shchita is the same as Zrika from Adar Heter Achila. Kabbalah from Adar Heter Zrika is the same as Zrika from Adar Heter Achila. It's all the same. It's still the Machlokes of Gidol and the Chulkin Olav, who don't have names. So we have here fundamental Machlokes. We've shown him Rashi and Tosfos assume that there's no issue of Rav Gidol Machlokes when it comes to Heter Shchita and Heter Zrika. There, everyone agrees Pigel's not good enough. But the Shchita Mekubetzes says no. Rav Gidol and his opponents would argue about Heter Shchita and Heter Zrika as well. So this is a fundamental Machlokes, especially if you hold the Tosa Rav Gidol, if you hold on like the Rambam, that we reject Rav Gidol, then it's a very important Machlokes. If you reject Rav Gidol and you pass it like Heter Zrika, which, for example, Rashi rejects Rav Gidol and seems to pass like Heter Zrika. So would Kabbalah's Pigel be good enough to get rid of Me'ila? Rashi says no, but the Shchita Mekubetzes would say yes. What might they be arguing about? So I think, based on the Lashon of Rashi, and also in the Pirush Kadmon, I put in brackets, has a very clear Lashon about this, this might go back to the Machlokas between Tosos, Rashi Tosos, and the Mikdash Gomit, perhaps. Perhaps it goes back to the Machlokas as to why there's a Mandar Heter Zrika, and why there's a man to Omar Heter Shchita? How so? If you say, if the basis of Man Omer Heter Zrika. And Man Omer Heter Shlita is Kala Omeid Lizro Kizarik Dami. If the base says anything that's about to be Nizrak counts, right? Anything that's in the process, we view the process being finished, then I know I read the Rashi a little quickly, but in the line of Rashi I read, in both those Rashis, he says that, where did he say it? Yeah. Delar min kazark dami. Then clearly, this would not apply to Pigel. Why wouldn't these sheets apply to Pigel? Because Pigel is not. Let's say you do Kabbalah with Pigel. What are you not supposed to do next? You're not supposed to do Zrika once you passel it up. So it's not only Lizrov. Because it's not only Lizrov. Practically, you're not supposed to be Zorik Dam once you did Pigel. So therefore, if it's not Omeg Lizrok, you can't say it's Kazark Dami.
It's not Pigel unless you are Zorik.
What?
But it's not Pigel.
According to according to one side of the Suffolk that we saw in the Mishnah Melech, it's not Pigel unless you are Zorik. But nonetheless, you're still not supposed to be Zorik the Dam, because then it would be Pigel. Right? So it's not Omeg Lizrok. Still, it's not Omeg Lizrok Lamaisa. So I think that Torashi and Tosos would be Lishitasam, who both say it's because of Omeg Lizrok. They say, why their man never Heter Zrika and Heter Shlita? Because it's Omeg Lizrok. But if it's not Omeg Lizrok, because if you ask the rabbi, he would tell you, Pigel, throw the blood into the Amma, into the water channel, right? Don't be Zorikit. Then there's no man never Heter Zrika Shaninu, no man never Heter Shlita Shaninu. But if you say, like the Mikdash David, that it's Naset Mitzvaso, Shalhabasar, that the reason Heter Shrika works is because it's Nases Mitzvaso of the Basar. Right? Now you finished all the mitzvahs of the Basar, or Heter Shrika, and you finished the mitzvah of the Basar, then who cares whether it's Omeg Lizrok or not? Then it should apply to Pigel, because Nases Mitzvaso. If it's not future based, if it's past based, then, like the Mikdash David, then I think we can defend the Shiva Gubetzes and say, I know it's not Omeg Lizrok, but who cares what's Omeg Lizrok? I've done Nasas Mitzvah, so I finished the mitzvah of the Basar, and therefore the Basar should be Yotzi named Ilah. So this ties into the Hakira we saw between Rashi and Tosos versus the Mikdash David, perhaps. Okay, those are the two errors I want to make to the Shiva Gubetzes, and the last thing we have to discuss before we go on to the next sugya is, of course, this little mini sugya that came up out of Orcha of Pasol Ose Shirayim. Right? Pasul Ose Shirayim. And we've seen a lot of strange Rambams. I don't know if anyone has had the opportunity really to be ma'ayim in the Rambams. There are many, many big chidushim that various Akronim say based on the Lashon of the Rambam, which I'm not convinced of. So I don't know if anyone wants to make big chidushim. We can find it out. I'm going to stick with just only those things which are very simple shot in the Rambam. But if you want to look, I mean, Rav Shach has like a great whole chidush and whole structure and makes all kinds of diyuk in the chidushim in the Rambam. I just don't think it works. But let's look at the Rambam. Before we look at the Rambam, we have to look at Rashi. And before we look at Rashi, we have to look at Tosfos. Strangely enough. So, Psol Ose Shirayim. What are we just passing? We pass in two things. Right? What are we passing? That Kol HaPsulim Ein Osim Shirayim, except for Tamei and Chutz Lizmano V'Chutz Lemkomo Osim Shirayim. Right? So that's what we said. All Psulim, if a Zar or anyone else does the Avoda, then what he did is just Batul Mevutal. He wasted his time. He was a Maisa Kofi Yalma. Therefore, no one has done anything. So if there's still Dama Nefesh left in the neck of the animal, you could restart the process and be Yotze, and be Machshir the Karbon. But if a Tameh does it, then since he's Kasher B'Tzibor, right? Tumah Hotra Dehuya B'Tzibor. If a Tameh does it, then he's just Kasher enough to be more Pasul, right? Then you can't say no one did anything. He did something, just Bipsol, that was Azrika Bipsol, and since it was Azrika, what's left is Shirayim. And if what left is Shirayim, then you're stuck. Then you can't do any more Zrika, so his Zrika is no good. You can't do another Zrika, so you're stuck. Likewise, Chutz Lizmano Mekomo, since there's a constant Ritzoy Lepigulo, You can't say they did nothing. They did a Zerika with a Psul. Therefore, since they did a Zerika, it's left to Shiraim, and they're stuck. But since it was a Psul, it's Psul. So therefore, that's oftentimes in Halacha, very many times in Halacha, a smaller Psul is worse than a bigger Psul, because a bigger Psul could be so mufka that we could just like pretend nothing happened. But a smaller Psul might just like parallel O'Leary's Halacha, like the famous writer in Makos, who says that if you have like an aid who's puzzle together with kosher aid, then he ruins them all. But if you have someone who's not even eligible to be an aid in the first place with other people, then we pretend he doesn't exist and he at least doesn't rule the other guys. So if you're so puzzle, then you know you at least don't then you at least don't you, then you're mufga and nothing happened. So you can't make it better, but you can't make it worse. If you're puzzle, but only a little puzzle, then you actually did something, but bipsul, so therefore you ruined the whole you ruined the whole process. And that's exactly what's going on here and many other areas of halacha. The Tosos says, what does the psul have to do? What do you have to do to make shirayim? What action does, let's say, the psul do? And it's not shirayim, and he doesn't ruin the shirayim. He doesn't make the rest of the blood into shirayim, but if the tummy does, he makes it into shirayim. What does Tosos say? Psul ma'u shiyasa shirayim. Perish shezorak. Ma'u shiyasa k'ma shenisra b'tavar shirayim. Right? What does Tosos say? What ma'isa makes it shirayim or doesn't make it shirayim? Zrika. Does that make sense? That zrika is what should make something shirayim? What? Well, how about actual shirayim? What's the real rule of shirayim? Let's remind ourselves. What's the real din of shirayim? Right. The real din of shirayim is I take a karban, I makabel the dam, I throw some of it or put some of it on the mizbeach, and the rest is now called shirayim. And what do I have to do with them? Pour them on the yisod of the mizbeach. Pour them on the yisod. Of the mizbeach. Pour them on the yisod of the mizbeach. That's shirayim. Normally, what makes the rest of the blood shirayim? Zrika. Shirayim means the dam that wasn't nizra, right? That's what we usually call shirayim. So it also says zrika makes the rest of the dam into shirayim. Until zrika, the rest of the dam is not shirayim. Like, for example, if, let's forget all these puzzle guys, a regular kosher karban, once I do zrika, the rest of the blood is shirayim. If I do kabbalah, I catch some of the blood in the klisharis, and then it falls on the floor and spills down the drain, then what's left is still perfectly fine. I can catch more blood if there's still dam and nefesh left. Right? It's not shirayim yet, because shirayim is only after zrika. So Tos says it means zrika. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a significant problem here with Rashi, because Rashi, in the beginning, when he's discussing the brice that we started with, mentions, like, kabbalah and zrika. But then, in the Rashi, in the first line, when it becomes wide again, says, ha-kamashbalan kolomer, ha-bachatas psula ha-kamashbalan v'chuli, v'hadet namas ha-hiyas ha-kasha. It doesn't say in Zvach of a kulon shekiblus domo chutzlus mano chutzlum komom yeshadayin dama nefesh v'tzavar yashar kashavi kabel. How can you say chutzlus mano mekom make shirayim? It's a mefurish mishnah in Zvachim that if they were makabel adam chutzlus mano mekomo, then you can still another guy can still go get the rest of the dam and be zorik. The mashma ain't also shirayim. That's Rashi's kasha. So. And his answer is no. That Mishnah in Zvachim is not talking about a kosher kohen who had a machshava chutzman chutzim kol. So we had a pasul gavra who had a pasul machshava. If the gavra is pasul and the machshava is pasul, then that doesn't make shirayim. It doesn't make shirayim if a pasul guy had a bad machshava. Because let's say a zar was makabalit for machshava. Then that doesn't make shirayim. Because that's like mufka. That's not even close to a proper zrika. The only thing that makes shirayim is if a kosher kohen has mechshavas chutz mano chutz mekomo, or a tameh does it b'shtika without any pasul machshava. But if you have a double psul, you have the wrong machshava and the wrong guy, then that's so far off from proper avodah that it doesn't make shirayim. That's Rashi's answer. However, what should the simple answer have been? Why isn't it shirayim in that mishnah of mekabel chutz mano mekomo? Because that's Kabbalah. There was no Zrika. It doesn't say anything that's Zrika. Right? And that's where Kiva Eger's Kasha and Rashi. Right? And Kiva Eger says, Timhani, Vlozach Isi Lahavna, Masnid Zvach, Dekani Rak, Vakulan Shekiblu, Kabbalah Vadein Osa Shirayim, the Ikri Bayim Bezrika Osa Shirayim. That's Kabbalah. Even in that Gemara over there in Zvachim, when the Gemara analyzed that Mishnah, it says, would this even be true about Zrika? Like, what if they did Zrika? Would it make Shirayim? Sounds like only Zrika makes Shirayim. V'ayim v'zvachim, the Ratzah Shasa Daif v'hipach, the Mekonesh Yekiblu, Mashu Ilu Zarko Shirayim, right? At least in the Havmina. Hey, question of Havminas are not proofs. says they think that Kabbalah doesn't make Shirayim, but Tzurika what? V'dachin enough for Kabbalah. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tosos are very clear, right?
This is what the
Rabbi
asked in the Rambam.
What? This is what the later Achronim ask of Rabbi Kiva Eger also. He says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, like, it's very nice that you think Rashi's totally wrong, but you should have at least mentioned that he's not alone, right? This is this machlokas we have with, what are we talking about, Shirayim? Are we talking about only Zrika makes Shirayim? Or even Kabbalah makes Shirayim? So Rashi sounds like even Kabbalah, but Tosfos and Rabbi Kiva Eger say, that's ridiculous, that's the craziest thing we ever heard. Only Zrika makes Shirayim. Zrika makes, that's what Shirayim means. The rest of the Dan that wasn't Nizrak. Kabbalah can't make Shirayim.
But we've always had the thing before that, yeah, it's Kabbalah, but it's Kabbalah that when you do the Zrika, it's closer with Mafreya, that it was Shirayim.
I think if I understand correctly, you are right, but I, you know, if I haven't addressed that in 10 minutes, then tell me again. The problem is that the Rambam, not the problem, but Rashi doesn't seem to be alone. It seems to be perhaps a Mefurish Rambam. What does the Rambam say? There are three Rambams about this. The one in Hilchos Me'ilah doesn't say any, what? Yeah, he's fine. He just quotes our Gemara and he doesn't mention anything about the difference between Kabbalah and Zrika. He would fit in perfectly with Tosfos. But the one in Psulim of Dashim, Perak Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph, begins to create some sort of pattern. I made a handy-dandy sheet so you can look at all the Rambams at once. Aleph Chaf Ches, yeah, exactly. He says, Kibel Hapsol. What if he's the Kabbal? Imnishar dam nefesh chozor kashim kabbal molech uzorich. In a psul lavod osman dam nefesh shirayim. So if a regular puzzle was makabel, then he doesn't make it shirayim, and a kosher guy could come and makabel more dam nefesh if there is in duzrika. Chutzman a tamei. That's what we said in our Gemara. No one makes shirayim except for a tamei, except for the tamei, right? Hol v'roy lavod b'korban above a tovak kol shabiyarnu. O says shirayim ketsad kibel a tamei. The tamei was makabel. That sounds pretty clear. The Rambam, what's the Rambam saying? What's the example of other people don't make Shirayim, but a Tamek does make Shirayim? He talks about Kibel. So all he talks about is Kibel. He just says Kibel. So the Rambam sounds like Rashi. And again, this is what some of the people point out. On Rabbi Kiva Eger, that what do you mean Tama al Rashi? Tama the Rambam while you're at it. But the Rambam sounds like Rashi, and that's what the Ravid jumps on him for. The Ravid says, Sabranisha Tabazah. Shahu Sabr Shamra Kosol Shahir Dicho Yoshirai the Kabbalah Mulana, where he thinks one cup of dam makes another cup of dam. Dicho Yoshirai, look at those words, means in Kabbalah. Philippus Rika, the Ainu Kage, in a shallow dicho shirai, she is Rekmana Akher. But Philip Kibla Kosha Tilu Kalskin Puzzle. Nothing happens to the other dam until there's Zrika, right? There's no question of Shirayim until there is Zrika. And he says it doesn't matter who's Makabel first. Even if first the Kosher guy's Makabel, right? Doesn't matter if the Kosher guy's Makabel first or the Pasul guy's Makabel first. If the Pasul guy does Zrika, that's when, if he's a Tameh, he'll make it into Shirayim. Right? Kabbalah's not relevant, only Zrika. So the Ravid clearly understands like Tosos. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. And what do the Nosei Kalim even say? The Kesef Mishnah says, how does the Kesef Mishnah defend the Ravid against the Rambam against the Ravid? He says the Rambam didn't mean it. Says the Rambam.
All right.
Exactly. Rambam Lafi Kesef Mishnah. He says the Rambam didn't mean Kibel. He meant Kibel Vizarak. After all, in Hilchos Me'ilah, he wrote Kibel Vizarak. So now, it's a little funny. He was so mechamat, he's going to write later in Hilchos Me'ilah. I don't love it because, like, it's one thing if in Hilchos Me'ilah he's discussing what's Shirayim and what isn't. It would be okay with me if in Hilchos Me'ilah he was so much on how he explained the rule of Kashrus and Pasul and Psulei Mekdashim, right? Because Me'ilah is really about Me'ilah. Psulei Mekdashim is the place to explain what's possible and what's not possible. It's a little funny that in Psulei Mekdashim he should not explain himself and trust you to find something hidden in Hilchos Me'ilah. But Bidochak, he says, the Rambam really means Kibel Vizarak. Right? Obviously, Pshat in the Rambam is that he just means Vikibel. Right? Now, there's another Rambam Psula Mikdashim, Yud-Dalad Beis. In Psula Mikdashim, Yud-Dalad Halacha Beis, here he talks about what if you have a bad machshava. So he says, Ein machshava mo eles ele mishu roi lavoda, right? Machsheves pigo is not a problem unless it's done by someone who's fit for avoda. Right? Basically, the czar thinks pigo. I mean, it's a problem because he's a czar, but his pigo is the lahal of already. His pigo is irrelevant. Uvedova roi lavoda, machma roi lavoda. Okay, those are things we're not getting into now. Mimisha roi ketzad, ech na psum lavoda, shekil adam holich uzarek v'chishim shasam vod machsheves machma sheves azman, lo pasal machshavto, v'shein roi lavoda. It, let's be said in Rashi, if a puzzle guy is puzzled and also has a bad machshava, then that's, he's like, he's two steps removed from proper avoda. That doesn't even do anything. He's so far removed from proper avoda that it's as if he did nothing. That dam that he was in Kabul or that he was Zorak a little of has to be thrown out. And if there's any dam hanefesh left, then a roi lavoda can have, can the right person with the right thoughts can go, still go and save the karban. This is also obvious. If at the time of shchita a puzzle guy had machsheves pickle, then of course that's real pickle. Shchita kshirum psul would be better because anyone can shecht. So if he's just as good of a kohen, right? If a czar shecht with pickle, that's full pickle. Yesh karbanos shem nasr shalol shma kshirum kon shizbar. Some karbanos are kosher shalol shma, right? Which karbanos are kosher for the yevish shalol shma? Everything except for first mission is vachem. Everything except for chatos and pesach. If you bring it shalol shma, meaning not chutz and kol l'shmano. Chutz l'shma means it's an ola, but you bring it l'shem shlamin. Right? So if you bring it lo l'shma, it's kosher. Lefikaf and kibel hadam bahem or kohen zesh ein roi lavoda. So if someone who's not fit for avoda makabel the dam of these karbanos, oh holicho. We're not going to interpret like the kesem mishnah here. It's a strange kesem mishnah here. It's hard to understand what he means, and even if you do, no one agrees with him. So we're going to read around the simple way here. If, let's say you had an ola, and you did a shalol l'shma, possible guy did a shalol l'shma. So his shalol l'shma really doesn't make a difference, because shalol l'shma doesn't possible for an ola. So it's as if he did it l'shma. Right? It's as if he just did it without machshava. So that's what he says. Oh, holy chozarko, if a possible guy was makabel or molech or zorek, possible zem chilozo l'shma shu possible. It's, you don't say he's two steps removed from kashra avoda, so he's mufka. So it's as if he did nothing. No, he's only one step removed from avoda because he's pasul, but his machshava was really not a significant machshava. Yeah, therefore he made the whole thing shemayim. The afishi shdam a nefesh chazar kasher mekiba mazarek for a nefesh zevach lo mepnei machshav shimei hashem pasul. So I'll make sure pasul avoda moshe yarnu. Right. So if right the achronim assume, let's assume he's talking about a tamei guy. If a kohen tamei was makabel or molech or zorek thinking shalol l'shma by an ola, then we forget about the time you think shalol shma. That's irrelevant because who cares if it's shma or not? Either way, it's kosher. But the evid. So therefore, it's as if a tamei guy just did avoda. If a tamei guy does avoda, then we know k'moshe miyari. So we already explained that it has nothing to do with machshava. He passes because he's a tamei guy. So the Rambam again. What does the Rambam say? Two places. What did the tamei guy do in this Rambam? Kibel o holich o zara. He did Kabbalah or Halacha or Zrika. Not all of them. So this Rambam also sounds like, if he was just Makabel, even if he was just Makabel in the second place, it sounds like just Kabbalah is enough to, in the second place, the Rambam holds like just Kabbalah is enough to apostle him. So the Rambam, in two places, sounds like just Kabbalah is enough. However, what would the Kesem Mishnah here says, it's not so clear exactly what he's trying to say, but the later Achronim explain, no, you could say both cases of the Rambam are lav dafka. What do the Achronim say? Rambam Lafi, let's just call it many Achronim. They say, in Aleph Kof Ches, when he said Kibel, he meant Kibel Vizara. Ah, what about in Yud Dalet Beis, when he says Kibel O holich O Zarak. Clearly, he can't mean Kibel Bizar, because he's in Kabel or Zorik. So maybe he was just Makabel. So if maybe he was just Makabel, how could it be Shirayim?
Maybe there's someone kosher.
Exactly. That's what the Achronim say. What it means is Kibel Pasol Vacharkach Zarak Kosher. Right? So you could say all the Rambam are Lavdavka. He, of course, only agreed to make Shiraim. Of course, he agreed to the Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Ravid, and the Ravid just misunderstood him and falsely accused him. Right? Really, he meant it all these by Kibel and Kibel Zarak. By Kibel O Zarak, he means Kibel him and someone else was Zarek, or Zarak him. But clearly, only Azurika can make Shiraim. That is what the Kesef Mishnah, Udi'ime, and many Achronim interpret, that the Ravid didn't really mean what the Ravid accused him of. However, simple pshat of the Rambam doesn't sound that way, right? Simple pshat of the Rambam sounds like, even if he was just Mekabel, that ruins the rest of the Dan. And then we have to figure out, exactly why that should be, right? Why should it be? Simple pshat of the Rambam is clearly that even just after Kabbalah, right, he makes the rest of the dam. He makes the rest of the dam shirayim. But we have to figure out, like, why should it be that even after Kabbalah makes the rest of the dam shirayim? After all, if you're mekabel the dam in two kalim, both kalim are perfectly kosher. That's all over sechah zvachim. That just being mekabel in one kli doesn't mean you can't be mekabel in a second kli. Right, you're allowed to be mekabel the dam. Let's say, I don't know, someone was very afraid of spilling it. They can be mekabel the dam in two kalim in case one spilled. They could still use the other one. Or if you're mekabel dam in one kli and it spills, you could still go back and take another kli. Clearly, Kabbalah doesn't make shirayim. Because it's not shirayim, right? It's not what shirayim means. Shirayim means the kind of dam that's post-zrika stage that's supposed to be poured onto the yisod, at least in a kosher karban. Clearly, that's not what Kabbalah does. And another raya just is that, let's say I do Kabbalah, and, you know, then zrika. And there's still dam in the animal's neck. Do I have to go take it out and pour it on the yisod? No, meaning it's not real shirayim. So what's pshat in the Rambam?
Just even no matter what we say, we have to keep in mind that in the Hila, he did mention tzar, so we have to answer that as well.
Yeah, you're really right.
Say it's a lashon of the Mishnah.
Right. Yeah, I want to say that's just because he's using the lashon of the Brisa. You know what? I'll tell you what Rav Shach says about it. I'm not sure I accept it, but just first, what's pshat in the Rambam? What's pshat in Rashi, for that matter? Right, but particularly in the Rambam. So, I think that okay, this is really, this is Tosfos here, Lomashen. The key is the Lashon of the Rambam Yud Dalet Beis. What does the Rambam say here? What does the Rambam say? Why is it puzzle? Why does the Rambam say it's possible in Yud Dalet Beis? It says lo matay machshav shinei Hashem possible. So they should possible avoda, right? Because the guy is possible avoda. That's why it is. That's why it's possible. Because the guy is possible avoda, right? That's what he sort of focuses on. Now, okay, I don't know how much to make of that. Not sure how much to make of that. But maybe you have to say the Rambam understood the concept of Shirayim here a little different from the way we understood the concept of Shirayim. Right? We understood that. What did it mean, Shirayim, here? What does it mean, Shirayim? Shirayim, that's, I think, what Tosos and the Ravid and Rambam Kodesh Shabbat Chron. Shirayim means the mamish din of Shirayim, like the din of Shirayim HaNishpachim L'Yisod. There's a din of Shari Adam, the Torah said, right? That Shari Adam, you have to pour into the Yisod. Shirayim means the post-Zrika stage of pouring onto the Yisod. And it's hard to imagine why anything but Zrika should make Shirayim, because we know Kabbalah doesn't make Shirayim, because if you're Makabal and you don't spill the blood and you do Zrika, you don't have to take the rest of the blood from the neck and pour it onto the Yisod. And if you're Makabal and you do spill the blood, then we don't say, oh, the rest of the blood in the neck is Shirayim. We say, it's perfectly fine, go get more blood if you can and pour it on the Mizbeach. So, so I think what the Rambam would say is that Shirayim, for the Rambam, doesn't mean the same thing as, like, when they use in the sukkah, Shirayim Odichoy, then, and Reb Chaim says, we'll get to in a second, Shirayim means, you know, what we call, I wouldn't even say Dichoy. Shirayim means that it is part of the same chefza as the dam you did avoda to. It doesn't mean it's the din of shirayim that has to be poured in the yisod. It means shirayim means just in the regular Hebrew sense of the word. This is the leftover dam of the dam you worked with. Meaning, this is part of the avoda you did. It's part of the chefza that you did avoda to. It's the leftovers. It's the other part. What is shirayim? I had a certain chefza. I related to the chefza. And then some of it I took, some of it I left. That's shirayim, right? If I put, I don't know if I'm a chassidus or rebbe. If I put a big fish on my plate and I eat a little, the rest is shirayim. Just in the plain Hebrew sense of the word. It's like, I had it all. I related to all of it. I just left some over. If there are two fishes in the serving plate and I take one and I leave the other one, that's not shirayim. Because I didn't really relate to the other fish. So shirayim just means, I think, the plain Hebrew sense of the word, that it means the leftovers, not something I didn't relate to. Something I did, the other half of something I did relate to. What's the question here? The question is, when a puzzle guy does avoda, right? When a puzzle guy does avoda, what is he doing avoda to? What is he doing? When a puzzle guy does something, what is he doing? Is he being mekabel this dam? Clearly, he is being mekabel this, like, 3 fluid ounces of dam, or whatever it is, right? He's being mekabel 100 cc's of dam. Or is he being mekabel the carbon? Kabbalah is a chalos in the carbon. It's an avoda on the carbon. So is he being mekabel the carbon as a whole? Or is he being mekabel just this dam that he's catching? He's just doing something to what he's holding. And I think for the Rambam, what shirayim means is the question of osa shirayim or ain't osa shirayim. It doesn't mean that it make a chalos shirayim like regular shirayim that are nishpachim lisod. What he means is when a puzzle does avoda, is he doing avoda to whatever he's touching now? Is he doing avoda to the blood in his hand? Or is he doing avoda to the whole carbon? Does a puzzle have the ability to say he was ovid on the carbon? Or he say, no, he's mufka, he wasn't ovid on the carbon. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, if he only did avoda on this dam, then he passed this dam. If he did avoda the whole carbon, he passed the whole carbon. Not because of the regular din of shricha shirayim. Because a puzzle person machal lavoda, a zar is machal. That's the din. A zar is machal lavoda. A tame is machal lavoda. A mechusser begadim is machal lavoda. An onen is machal lavoda. What was he machal? He was machal the cheft of his avoda. Is the cheft of his avoda the dam in his hand, or is the cheft of his avoda the carbon as a whole? And therefore, even the dam not in his hand is shirayim. It's what was left from his avoda. So I think that that's basically the machlokes. For Tosfos it means the regular din of shirayim, and of course only zrika can make shirayim. Only shirayim that are left after zrika did shirayim. For the Rambam it doesn't mean shirayim. For the Rambam the question is a puzzle doing halos avoda to the carbon, or only holding the dam he's holding? And what does the Rambam say in the end? What the Rambam says is shar psulim. They are only being mekabel this dam, therefore they're mechalel only this kos of dam. But a tameh, because ironically, because he's kosher regarding seber, he is being oved avodas hakarbon. When a tummy does avoda, he's not just being mekabel this dam. He's being mekabel the carbon. He is doing a chalos avoda this carbon. How do we know he really has a chalos avoda in the carbon? Because he's kosher betzibur. And therefore, he's mechalel the carbon as a whole. And that's his osa shirayim. Osa shirayim means he's mechalel the whole carbon. Both the part that he touched and the leftovers. Why can he make shirayim? Not the regular din of shirayim. He can make shirayim because he's machal the whole carbon. This is basically what Reb Chaim says. He comes at it from a different angle. I'll mention in a second. What about what? A mefagel. What about a mefagel? So you'd say the same thing about a mefagel. A mefagel, let's say I'm a kabel b'mashevis pigel. I am not just being mefagel the dam that I'm catching. Because since there's reach of the pigulo, I'm really doing an avoda, I'm being mefagel the carbon as a whole. And therefore, it's not a fagel the carbon of the whole. What's left is just shirayim, a pigle, and the psul is a pigle. But the psul is not shirayim. The psul is not a din shirayim. It's not like a din. Shirayim have to go to the yisod and not for zrika. That's not the psul. The psul is like the lush of the Rambam here. I'm not claiming to prove it because it's just an expression. He says, that pasul so ella b'pneishu pasul avoda. The psul is that a pasul is mechalal avoda. So the psul is not the din of shirayim for tosfos, I think, and for the simple pshat of our gemara. I admit the simple pshat of our gemara is not this way, right? That the psul is that chalos shirayim can't be nizrak. There's a chalos shirayim on the dam, and shirayim have to be nishbach liyisod, and shirayim can't be nizrak. For the Rambam, the psul is that a psul is mechalel. That's the psul. That's what it says. The psul isn't against chalos shirayim. The psul is that a psul is mechalel. And I'll prove to you the psul isn't shirayim, but that a psul is mechalel based on Rechayim in a second. Psul is that a psul is mechalel. What is the question of osu shirayim ain't osu shirayim? It doesn't mean the regular din of shirayim. It means, is he only mechalel what he's touching? Or is he mechalel the chetz shel karban? Then the answer was, well, if he's a zar or an onein or a, you know, tful yom or a mechusar begadin, then he's only mechalel what he's holding. But he's not mechalel the whole karban because he has no right to be over to the whole karban. He doesn't relate to the karban because he's not a bar avod at all. What he's holding. But he doesn't relate to the whole karban. However, a tamei and a machshev zchus zman chutzim kolo, because they do relate to the whole karban, because they are bar avod in some sense, therefore the machal the whole karban. And I think that's pshat in the Rambam. He just understood the whole concept of shirayim a little differently from the way everyone else understands the concept of shirayim. And it could be that there's a line in Rashi that I didn't fully understand. As a matter of fact, there's a line in Rashi here that when I first read it, I thought I understood, because like I just read it not carefully and assumed he meant the exact opposite of what he said. And then I went back and said, no, what he actually says, I don't understand it. Rashi, at the end of the skinny lines, says, Inami, what does it mean to be Osa Shirayim? She'oso Adam Dino Lishafech La'ama Kedin Shirayim. You throw it, you pour it into the Avat the Amma, that's the water channel that took out all the garbage from the Beis HaMikdash. Right, you pour it into the Amma. Do you mean anal strength to mean yisod? Something which is not shirayim goes on the yisod. Also, shirayim means you pour it into the ama. Now, I don't fully understand what Rashi means by this. Why? Because he said shirayim means it goes in the ama, not in the yisod. What's the whole din of shirayim? Shirayim get poured on the yisod. That's the din of shirayim, tune in yisod. Right? So, usually we should say, this is a rabbinic frying like this in Tosus and Zvachim, that no, shirayim means you pour it on the yisod. That's what shirayim means. It's not Nizrak, it's Nizrak Liyusot. Rashi says here, Shirayim means that it goes to the Amma like Shirayim and not on the Yisod. Now, I'm not sure exactly why Rashi gave this shot. Like, where did Rashi say that? Why does he say, like, on the Amma Kedin Shirayim? What does he mean by that? So I don't fully understand what Rashi means here, and this is part of the problem of, part of the challenge of learning the Elah is that usually you can always count on Rashi to clarify things, and if he looks difficult, then if you work on it a little more, it'll become even clearer than you thought. Well, in Me'ilah, it doesn't always work that way. But one thing is very clear, is that he doesn't think Shirayim means what we normally mean by Shirayim. He doesn't think Shirayim means a real Chalos Shirayim. He says, Shirayim means you don't pour it on the Yisod. Well, normally Shirayim means you do pour it on the Yisod. So Rashi certainly fits into this Derek, even though I don't fully understand why he would interpret the Gemara that way. He'd say, if you make Shirayim, that means you pour it on the Amma. And if you don't make Shirayim, that means you pour it on the Yisod. So that means that a Zar does Rika, you pour the rest on the Yisod. Like, I'm not sure why he would think that. So I admit I don't have a shot in this Rashi. But
the word Shirayim is used different ways.
And clearly what he thinks that Shirayim here doesn't mean the regular din of Shirayim that we're used to from the Chumash and from the most of Maseches Zvachim. Shirayim here means leftovers of psul. And the leftovers of psul are the same as the non-leftovers of psul. And they're psul, and what do you do with psul things? You pour them into the Amma. So even though I don't have proper pshat in this strange Inami in Rashi, first time I read it, my eyes fooled me. I thought he meant the opposite. I say, oh, he means this is real, real Shirayim. Which there's a sheep like that elsewhere in Shas, in Tosos. But then I saw that, no, he obviously, whatever he means, I don't know. But he's not really giving us the regular rule of Shirayim. So I think that would fit in with the fact that he's like the Rambam. Even though I don't have total pshat in Rashi. I don't have total pshat in the Rambam either, although we'll get to that with Donnie. But I think that's pshat in the Rambam. And then what comes out is if, this is what's very fascinating in the Rambam. If the Rambam's not talking about the regular rule of Shirayim, he's talking about Shirayim here, he just means the other part of the Psod. He doesn't mean the real din of Shirayim, of Shlicha Shirayim Yisod. He doesn't think our Gemara, when it distinguishes between Tomei and other Psulim, etc., is talking about the regular din of Shirayim, of like leftover Zrika. He thinks there's a different meaning of the word Shirayim. Then the interesting question just becomes, so what does he think about the regular din of Shirayim? Like, does that have any role to play? And this, what Reb Chaim says, he says, if you read the Rambam carefully, you'll see something very strange. What will you see strange in the Rambam? Even in the case of a big psul. What's the big psul in the beginning of the Rambam? A tall puzzle guy who also has makshavos, chutz ma'am, chutz m'kom, etc. A big psul, you're allowed to be get more dam and throw it. But what does the Rambam say you can't do? Even if there's a big psul, even kolap psulim which don't make shirayim. What does the Rambam seem to admit? And this is what the Reb Chaim on this is about. He says, says the rest of the dam, let's say a big psul was makabel. Okay, another guy can come and get the rest of the dam, but when he was makabel, he used to throw out. Let's say a guy with a big psul was zorik. So what's the din of the rest of the dam in that kos? What's the din of the rest of the dam in the kli he was zorik from? So what did the Rambam say? Let me make it very clear what the Rambam says, and then I'll explain to you what Chaim says. The Rambam says this: if you have a, let's say, a tamei without machshava, that's a small psul, then what happens? That even the dam in the behema, even the dam in the behema, is pasul, that's called a tamei mikshirayim, right? But what if you have a big psul, let's say a tamei plus machshava, or, you know, kalap sulim, then what does it say in our Gemara? So far it's not the Rambam, it's the Gemara, that the dam left in the behema is still kasha. But what does the Rambam add here? But also Adam Shazark Mitzasa Yishafek L'Amah. But Dam that's left in the Mizrak is possible. He admits that even Sharp Sulim, they don't possible the Dam left in the Tzavar Behema, but they do possible the Dam that's left in the Mizrak, right? So if, let's say, a Kohen, proper Kohen is Mekabel and Molech, and then a Zar came and threw Dam in the Zbeach, he does passel the dam that's left in that bowl. Why does he passel the dam that's left in that bowl if he's not Osa Shirayim? Why does he passel the dam that's left in... Why does he passel the dam that's left in that bowl? So Reb Chaim discussed this, and I hope I'm saying it over in the in the way that he meant it. I think what he's saying is that this is not midin shvichas Shirayim. This is the din of pasul machal avoda. This is the din of pasul machal avoda. Is there also a din that, like, he did regular shirayim? Yes. That's the down left in the Mizrak, the Rambam says. This is the din of shirayim nishpachim. The Rambam says the din that zrika, when you do zrika, it makes the rest of the dam in the rest of the dam in the Mizrak Shirayim, that then applies to all psulim, not just Tomei. That's not what we're discussing in our Gemara. Our Gemara is discussing the din of pasulin the dam and the tzavar behema. That's not the regular din of Shirayim. That's the din that he's machal, the whole dam, including the leftovers. That only applies to Tomei. You want to know the regular din that when I'm zoring, what's left in the kli, it's too late to be Zorik, because that's called Shirayim, and a Chalo Shirayim is that Mizrak. That applies even to every puzzle. Every puzzle has that din, that Zrika makes what's left in the Kli Shirayim. Zrika doesn't make what's left in the animal Shirayim, but Zrika makes what's left in the Kli Shirayim. That applies to all Psulim, he says. says the Rama basically takes what the Ram, what Rashi and Tosos and the Raivit think is the principle of our Gemara. The Rama is saying, yeah, that's not what's going on in our Gemara. That's not the difference between Tamei and other Psulim. That's in an all Psulim, once you're Zoric, what's left, the Dam that's left in the Mizrach, is considered Shirayim. And since it's Shirayim, it's possible for Zrika. So I think that the Rama sort of works at Lashitase, A, that he says, our Gemara is doing a Kabbalah mitn Shirayim. So that's not the regular din of Shirayim. That is the din that puzzles Mechal Avoda on the whole Chefter Shal Karban, if he can relate to the Chefter Shal Karban. And Lashitase, oh, what about the din in Yuzrika, whatever's left after your Zorik? Not what's left in the animal. You don't have to go squeeze out the animal. Whatever's left in your bowl, whatever's left in the Mizra, has a Chalos Shirayim on it. Says the Ram also agrees to that din, but that's not what the argument is discussing. That applies to all psulim. All psulim makes the dan that's left if there's rika shirayim, because after all, they picked up this whole bowl of dan and were zorik it, and therefore all psulim make the dan left in the bowl shirayim. Our Gemara is discussing the dan left in the tzavar behema, and therefore the dan left in the tzavar behema is not midin shirayim. That's really Rav Chaim called midin dichoy. That's midin the psul of machal lavoda, the psul of actual shirayim of shari zrika. That applies to all psulim. So that's the, if my shot is correct, there's one din of shari zrika, which Rashi and Tos was saying is what's discussed in our sugya, and only after zrika, and only for a tameh or a machshava. The Rama says no. That's a different sugya, which. And that is also only after Zrika, the Dam left in that Zrika, and that applies to all Psulim. What's our Gemara discussing? Our Gemara is discussing the din of Shiarei, you know, Chilul Avoda. The din of Chilul Avoda. The din of Chilul Avoda is what the Rambam says is our Sugya. And the din of Chilul Avoda, that applies even to Kabbalah. Kabbalah is also Chilul Avoda. And that's where we differentiate and say only Tamei Machal Avoda, not someone else. Okay, this doesn't address a lot of other strange phenomena in the Rambam, including what Donnie was saying. I admit.
So if a shar psul, a regular psul is makabel, does it ruin all the stuff in the Mizrach?
Yes, because there's makabel all of it. That's pasul.
Okay, so. And so then what's the difference? In that, then, there's no difference between a regular apostle and...
No, the difference between apostle is makabal and tummy is makabal is that apostle is makabal ruins the dam of the Mizrach, but not the dam in the animal's neck. A tummy is makabal even ruins the dam in the animal's neck.
Right, so then, but if the Rama in Yudal Beis and in Al-Khas was talking about only the din of what's left in the Mizrach, that's what we're reading.
No, the Reish of Yudal Beis mentions like an orchid what's left in the Mizrach. The end of the main point of your Dalai Beis was left in the animal's neck. What's left in the animal's neck? That's clear.
So then it should be only after.
No.
So Kabbalah for.
Kabbalah relates to the whole carbon. Kabbalah's tummy relates to the whole carbon. Anyway, that's what I'm claiming for the Rambam. Zrika of anyone who's puzzled relates to the dam, the bowl that he was Zorik, and makes that Shuri Zrika. But that's not what's going on in our Gemara. What's going on in our Gemara is that any avoda of a tame or machshavas chutzman chutzim komo relates to the carbon as a whole, makes the heft of the carbon the whole puzzle, and therefore even the leftovers part are puzzle. That's what I want to claim in the Rambam. I admit there's quite a few things in the Rambam which I have not properly explained to you, which I have not made and explained, such as why in Hilchus Me'ila he mentions Kabbalah and Zrika, and Hilchus Psulim Kedushim only mentions Kabbalah, and also why in Psulim Kedushim Perek Yudalit he doesn't remind us that tame is different from other psulim. He just lumps all psulim together. I have not found a great explanation of why that is, although I found some explanations that I don't totally buy, so I'm going to leave that for homework. But I think the basic approach to the Rambam, is correct. Okay, so much for this sugya. Let's just try to get a little bit of a head start on the next Mishnah. It's actually two Mishnahs in the Mishnah, but it's one in the Gemara. This is the famous machlokes from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about whether Zrika is Moelis L'Yotzei or not. Buster Kachakashu Yasal Fnei Zrika's Damim, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Moelim Bo, Ve'ein chayav lo mishum pigal nosa v'tameh. Rabbi Akiva omer ein malim v'chayav lo mishum pigal nosa v'tameh. One thing I'll point out here is that they're not having a specific argument about dinei me'ila. How do I know that they're not arguing specifically about dinei me'ila? Because they argue about whether the zrika counts for me'ila and pigal nosa v'tameh, or doesn't count for me'ila and pigal nosa v'tameh. So obviously they're having a general argument, is this a chalos zrika, or is this not a chalos zrika, not specific to hilchos me'ila. And basically, what does Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer says, zrika doesn't work for yotze. Therefore, if, let's say, you have kachin kachin, a piece of the bas of the chatas left the azara, zrika works for the rest of the chatas, but doesn't work for that piece. What's the nafkamina? A, it still is me'ila, zrika is not motzi from me'ila. B, there's no kares. Obviously, it's a lav to eat it because it was yotze. But there's no kares to eat it if you're tame, or if it's nosa or pickle, because as Rashi and Tosfos explain, the kares of, this is one of these same ironic things that underlies all of kachin. It's a lav to mess things up entirely. It's only kares if you have something good and then you mess it up. Right? There's only kares for a tame to eat a carbon that was nipper of bakashras. There's only kares, it's only chalos pigul if it's, we know, ritu lepigulo, if it's karvan matirav. There's only kares for pigul if it was karvan matirav bakashras. And nosar is like tame. Also, there's only kares for nosar if it's kosher meat that was nipper of bakashras in nosar. So you need a proper hakrava. You need a chalos zrika. You need a chalos zrika to give you kares for pigul nosar and tame. For it being pigul nosar, you being tame. If it's tame, there's no kares anyway, only if you are tame. And you need a proper chalos zrika to take kachi kachim out of me'ila. Rabbi Lez says there's no chalos zrika. Rabbi Akiva says there is a chalos zrika. Takes it out of me'ila. And now you're chayav kares if it's pigul nosar or your tame. Amar Rabbi Akiva, he brings a proof. He brings a proof for a very obscure case. Your mafresh, your chatas, and it gets lost. So your mafresh, your second chatas, then you find them both. Varesh teim omdos, now they're both standing here, and you shech them both at the same time, which is not a standard thing to do. But, and now you mekabel each down in one coast, so you have two coasts of down from two different chatas, but you only did one sin. So, lo kashem shadama potash, basara kafu potash, star chaverta, and potter, the damas, star chaverta, and milo din, vashiv, tres, basara atzma. So, what's Rabbi Akiva's proof? His proof is, if you then have this two kosos, so your zorik one kos of dam, clearly that takes the busser of its animal out of me'ila. It also takes the busser of the other animal out of me'ila. Why? Because the two animals are considered combined, because they're both coming from the same chait and shechted together. Therefore, even though the animal whose dam you're zorik is kosher, the animal whose dam you weren't zorik is pasul. It can't be two kosher chatas for one sin. That's impossible. The first one, your zorik, is kosher. The second one, your zorik, is pasul. So even though the other one's pasul, but the zrika still counts for it, even though it's pasul. Because, after all, it was part of the same carbon. So, and therefore, it's pasul, because it's mosar chatas. It's an extra chatas, but it's not me'ila. So he says, well, that's two different animals. But since they're count together, therefore the zrika of one, of the kosher part, counts as the zrika for the pasul part. For sure, if you just have the same animal, but this side, this piece of steak was inside the azara, and this piece of steak went outside the azara, for sure, if you're zorik, and there's a kosher zrika on the steaks that are inside the azara, it also counts as the zrika for the pasul steak that was yotzik in the azara. Okay, what we'll have to come back to. And they also have the opposite. This is the opposite, machlokas. Imurei kachim kalim sheyotzim pnei zrikas damim. Re'eliezer ein molim me'im chayim l'shem pigal nosar tamei. What about imurim of kachim kalim that were yotzei? So, Re'eliezer says, ein zrika liyotzei, no else liyotzei. It doesn't count as zrika. If it doesn't count as zrika, then kachim kalim never get into me'ila. And there's no nosar pigal nosar tamei, no kares for pigal nosar tamei. Rabbi Akiva says, molim me'im chayim l'shem pigal nosar tamei. Okay, so they're consistent. Whether the nafkamina is me'ila or whether the nafkamina is pigal nosar tamei, whether it's kachim kalim, kachim kachim, Rabbi Eliezer says across the board, zrika of yotzei doesn't count. It's as if you didn't do zrika. Rabbi Akiva says it has a psul yotzei, but you still did zrika count. There's just a psul of yotzei. The only reason they have to split the kachim kachim and the kachim kalim is because the nafkamina of zrika for kachim kachim is to take it out of me'ila. The nafkamina of zrika for kachim kalim is to bring it into me'ila. Vahani tarte lovely. Maybe we'll just, before we get to analyzing it, I don't want to go late today. We'll just look at this. Vahani tarte lovely. Why do they need to argue about kachi kachim and kachim kalim? After all, it's the same exact machlokas.
I'm sorry, did I read
that here? You can come look. I don't see it. You were sitting right here. I don't see it. I'm sorry to say.
Okay, I guess not.
Good luck. It's the same machlokas, whether kachi kalam or kachi kachim. Rabbi Eliezer says zrika for yotze is not zrika, and there's no karis for pigol notes for tame. Rabbi Akiva says it is zrika, there is karis for pigol notes for tame. So the only, and Rabbi Eliezer says it doesn't count for me'ila. Rabbi Akiva says it does count for me'ila. You're right, the Hekitem says that counting for me'ila means yotzia for basar kachi kachim, means hachnasa for emor kachi kalam. Why do they need to argue twice? So the Gemara says that no, tzrichi to eat it, mar b'kotchi kotchim, have amina b'haka amar Rabbi Eliezer, mo'alim bo, mishum d'zrika, katik the mafkim de me'ila, shalom katik the lo mafkim de me'ila. V'lasuya l'de me'ila, mo'de le, Rabbi Akiva, da'filo shalom katik the ma'isi l'de me'ila. Because if they'd only argue that kotchi kotchim, we would think, they're arguing about taking out of me'ila. And pigol losu tami. But they both agree that the zrika can get you into me'ila for kotchim kalim. And if they'd only argue a kachim kalam, if a gavri kachim kalam have a mina, gavri kachim kalam will dumber ikiv molam ahem da. Filos rik shalom kateg no maiks lidei me'ila. Of a kachim kachim lafuk yu, jalom kateg no lo mafkim lidei me'ila. Come Ashlan, if they'd only argue a kachim kalam, we'd say, only by kachim kalam, Rabbi Akiva says it gives you me'ila. Because that's going into me'ila. But everyone agrees, Rika, Yotze won't get you out of me'ila. So therefore, we need to teach you both. Now, both of these have minas, you notice, are in the same direction. These halachos assume it's easier to be motzi from me'ila or to be machnas to me'ila. Which is easier? What? What? No. Let's see the two halachos. You have to be dyed in the halachos here. These are not two halachos in two directions. These are two halachos in one direction. And you have to be dyed in the halachos. I mean, we don't have to tell it for us. But let's see what the two halachos were. Again, in the end, they're both equal, right? But at least on the level of Havamina, why are there two Havaminas in two different... What are the two Havaminas? The first Havamina is that Rabbi Eliezer would say, Zrikas Yotze Eino Motzi Basar Kachikalim. But he admits that Zrikas Yotze is Machnis Emurei Kachin Kalim. That's the first time. Matter of fact, he admits that Zrikas Yotze is Machnis Emurei Kachin Kalim. What's the second half, Mina? That Rabbi Akiva says Zrikas Yotze is Machnis Emurei Kachin Kalim. But he admits that Zrikas Yotze is not Motzi Basar Kachi Kachim. Basically, both Havaminas are the exact same Shita. Just we only had the race who would have Mina that Rabbi Eliezer was Machalik, and Rabbi Akiva said across the board it counts. We only had the safe way to have Mina Rabbi Akiva is Machalik, and Rabbi Eliezer says across the board it doesn't count. But the direction is clear. Both Havaminas are the same direction. It's easier to be Machnis than to be Motzi. That's the opposite of the Havmin of Vavam and Beis, of Avad Aleph and Dalam and Beis. And that is Tosis Kasha. What's Tosis Kasha? He says, hold on a second. Either one way is easier or the other way is easier. We already see how that's not a valid point. But that's Tosis question, at least, right? What's the point here is that it's easier to be Machnis than to be Motzi. Right? Easier to be Machnis than to be motzi. But Tosa says, what about the Havmina? For Rashi it wasn't a Havmina, it was even a Maskana, right? But what about the Havmina? Also, these are all Havminas. Or maybe Maskana's on Daftal and Beis and Dafbav and Aleph. What do we say that Zrikas Pigol? That Zrikas Pigol is motzi Besar Kachi Kachin from Ila. But Zrikas Pigol is not Machnis. Might as well be consistent in having one gender. Emure Kachin Kalim. So what was the Havmina there? Remember, for Rashi, that was the Psak Mitos of Gidol. That Zrikas Pigol, it could be Motzi of Psar Kachin Kachin, but it can't be Machnis to Miwa. So it's easier to be motzi than to be machdis. So hold on, which way is the havamina? Is it easier to be motzi than to be machdis, or easier to be machdis than to be motzi? Ah, so the answer. So the one answer is, what Tosa says. Tosa says that you have to be more sophisticated about it. There's not one half, it's not easier to be machdis than motzi, or easier to be motzi than machdis. It depends what we're talking about. Right? It depends what we're talking about. Although,
I will prove to you that not everyone agreed with Tosa's solution. But what does Tosa say?
That's the kasha of Tosa's Dibramaso Shalok Tukhil Lumafkin de Mi'ila. So Tosa says, Tame, but the Hachamash Yishlo Havi Yosim de Mi'ila. Here it must be easier to be made. You El Mashma Ifka, the Gomer Zuyo Lob Isa de Mi'ila. They even use the same Lashon, Zrita Shalok Kitikna. The Omer, Moria and Peretz, Shiachya, the Eli Kataima, Hachi Kataima. No, there's a local reason. Rabbeinu Peretz says, no, there's a separate reason for each half of it, because one is dealing with Pigel, and one is dealing with Yotzei, as Sam said. So, what does Rabbeinu Peretz say in Tosfos? He says, and this is Lashitasa, we mentioned this Tosfos. In Pigel, what's the reason that Tosfos understands, that most people assume? What's the reason Zrika's Pigel should count? Because of the concept of, why should Zrika's Pigel count? Because Ritzu the Pigulo. Exactly. In Pigel, the reason is Ritzoi le Pigulo, and this is, he quotes himself, because this is what I explained earlier, and Tosus understood that the Xeris Akasov of Ritzoi le Pigulo, what does Ritzoi le Pigulo mean? It means that you're chayv kares for eating it. So the Xeris Akasov of Ritzoi le Pigulo is specifically for eating, not for everything. The Xeris Akasov of Ritzoi le Pigulo is specifically for Achila. Yeah, the only reason it should be kosher is because Gzeres HaKosov of Ritzu LePigulo. The Gzeres HaKosov of Ritzu LePigulo, that applies to Achila. And therefore, what does Achila mean? Motzi Gzar Kachin Kachin, to say it's Achila, but not the Haktara. There's no Gzeres HaKosov of Ritzu LePigulo for Haktara. You're not Chayv Kares Rimakter if you Ritzu LePigulo. It's for Achila, not Haktara. So he says, this is not an issue of easier to be Machtish or be Motzi. It's that you're talking about being Motzi Dover HaNechal, or be machnis dover haniktar. And Ritzu LePigulo only applies to achila, not to haktara, is Rabbeinu Peretz's einfall. So therefore he says, that's why it's not easier to be motzi. No, it's just that Ritzu LePigulo affects ne'echolim and not niktarim. Right? So that's what Tosfos says. It's not easier to be machnis, but it's easier to have a gzeiras hakosov for ne'echolim, not for Niktarim. What about our sugya? Our sugya, what's the reason? What's the reason it should work in our sugya? After all, it's Yotzei. The reason is because, yeah, this Kazayas of Basar was Yotzei, but the Zrika was fine, right? Other parts of the animal were not Yotzei. It's a good Zrika. The Zrika was fine. It's just that that part of the animal was Yotzei. The Zrika is fine for the other part of the animal. The reason is that it's a zrika kishera for the carbon as a whole. Some of the busser was yotzei, but it was a valid zrika for the carbon. It's not pigled. The dam wasn't yotzei, right? The busser was yotzei. It's a valid zrika. You yotzei the carbon taka, unlike pigled. You were taka yotzei the carbon. We just don't know what to do with this particular piece of meat that was yotzei. And if it's a zrika kishera for the carbon as a whole, then we say it's easier for a zrika to be machnis than to be motzi. Tak, it's easier to be why? Because to be machnis means now it's for Hashem. And once you do a zrika ksheira, the imurim go to Hashem, even if practically they're yotzei. It's harder to be motzi, because to be motzi you need a heter l'kohanim. And here, you don't practically have a hetel kohanim. It's easier to make something kachi Hashem than to make it hetel kohanim, because kachi Hashem could be theoretical kashrus could make it kachi Hashem, but only practical kashrus makes it hetel kohanim. Why? Because theoretical zrika can make it kachi Hashem, but only actual edibility can make Shas Hefter LeKohanim. Okay, basically what Tosfos does get out of this, he says, the real svar is that it's easier to be makdim than to be motzi. Pigel is different, special gzeiros hakasav. What I just want to point out is that there are two other ways of resolving this. In the Pirish Kadmon, not in our Pirish Kadmon, but in one of the two Pirish Kadmon in that extra book, he says that maybe the real svar is like here. The only reason that the opposite of Havmin over there is because they had to like get out of a brisa. But Rashi and the Rambam both have a different answer to Tosfos' question without telling us they asked it. Without telling us they asked it, they have a different answer to Tosfos' question. How so? You know what? I'll leave that for you for homework. I have to give you something to do, unless anyone knows the answer. Anyone know how Rashi and the Rambam asked Tosfos' question without telling us? Okay, go home, and for next time, come in and tell me how you can prove that Rashi and the Rambam asked Tosfos' question without even telling us and answered it before we even realized that they asked it. And then we'll continue in this sugya. Okay, I apologize. The lashon is exactly the same. Besides, it doesn't matter. They use a general lashon. They meant two different things. Either way, everyone's going to have to admit the lashon is the same as far as the opposite. So there's nothing you can do about that.